D-Day veteran Jim Pee-wee Martin of Xenia was part of a unit that parachuted down over Utah Beach in the dark of night on June 6, 1944. It was the beginning of the liberation of Europe from Nazi Germany. 70 years later, at age 93, Martin returned to Normandy to jump from a plane to commemorate the anniversary. Today on Veterans Voices, Air Force veteran Kevin Price of Bellbrook talks to Martin, one of his heroes, whose fascination with the Navy and submarine service first led him to the recruiting office.
So when I went down, I signed up with the Navy for submarine duty. And then I said to the man, well, how soon am I going to go? He said, they're working on the sub you'll be on. It'll be 6 months. You go home and we'll keep contact with you. So I went right across the hall and signed up for parachute duty.
How much was it you weighed when you got in?
I weighed 106 pounds.
And what was the minimum weight that you could be to get in the military at that time?
103.
You did bulk up some, and you got the most weight
ever. I got up to 135 pounds. Now, that's another thing. Little people like me didn't suffer when we were behind the lines and couldn't get resupplied with food. The bigger guys, 150, 160 was the bigger guy at that time, they lost a lot of weight and they suffered.
Jim, what were you doing in Normandy 5 years ago?
I made the parachute jump over there. I was the representative of my unit. And now people think that's something. It really isn't something. It's like riding a bicycle. Once you've done it, there's nothing to it. And, of course, people ask me, well, weren't you afraid? And I said, no. What's to be afraid of? I said, people seldom get killed or hurt parachuting. But look at motorcycles and automobiles and things of that nature. And this one reporter said, well, doesn't it bother you that you might get killed? And I said, no. Terminal velocity when you hit the ground 120 miles an hour and it's all over. You don't know it. You don't even feel it falling when you're going. Would you rather do that or have cancer and linger around a couple of years? And that ended the conversation.
Good. I'm honored and privileged to have met you 5 years ago and to have shared these last few years with you, learning from you. I have immense respect and appreciation for your generation. I recognize that we're a free nation and a free world because of what you all did. Are you a hero? Everybody has to hear your response.
Tell us
what you think about when people call you a hero.
No.
Explain. Give us your perspective on that.
A hero is someone. Now, let me tell you something about it. If you volunteer for something and you train for it and you get paid for it, you're not a hero.
That was D-Day veteran Jim Pee-wee Martin and Air Force veteran Kevin Price. Jim Martin turns 99 on April 29th. This conversation took place at WYSO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WYSO is presented by WrightPath Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.